Tiz and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Friday, and very excited about our next guest. The head coach of Nashville SC, the U.S. Open Cup champions. Coach, congratulations. How you doing?
Great, thanks. Thanks for having me.
I want to start with this. You know, coaches don't like to do this. It's all about the team, and I understand that. But how special is this for you to win this trophy and to help bring the first trophy to Nashville SC?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously a sense of tremendous pride. The U.S. Open Cup trophy is the oldest trophy that you can win in American soccer. And I think, you know, obviously more importantly, to be able to do it here in Nashville, to bring Nashville its first ever trophy, it's a real big honor and a testament to sort of all the hard work that's been put in here for, man, 8+ years by a lot of people. And more recently, the players, this group that committed to wanting to win this trophy this year.
It's a little bit different because you guys win this on Wednesday, you celebrate, but then you got to turn around and continue the MLS season tomorrow, so you don't really have that time to enjoy it. Can you use this, though, as a jumping off point, knowing you're going into the playoffs to kind of help with a little momentum, or do you try and separate the two completely?
No, I think you know, there's limited times in your careers that you can celebrate things. So you want to certainly celebrate and you want to build on those positives. It's been a really, you know, I would say, successful MLS season as well. We've put in a lot of good performances. And, yeah, we're just going to try to build on that momentum. You're right. It's short rest. There was a lot of celebration on Wednesday night and a lot of recovery on Thursday and today. But I think when the whistle blows, you know, Saturday afternoon in Montreal, the guys will be ready.
BJ Callahan is with us here on the Chase and Big Joe Show. BJ, goalkeeper Brian Schwaeke had a really incredible form throughout the U.S. Open Cup run. Just not trying to go too much into the future, but it seems since you've been with Nashville, you've kind of ripped off the Band-Aid, including younger players into that starting lineup. It just what are you trying to, I guess, get towards with that for the future? Is it more of a younger movement, incorporating the veterans at that point, or are you just trying to go full youth movement going forward?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I think we've been very intentional from the outset in the beginning of the year to, you know, sign and you know, recruit younger players into the team. And then when you do that, you have to give them opportunities to play. you know, they only get better and you can only see what they do when they get the chance to play. And so, you know, Brian's a great example of that. And throughout the whole, I would say, Open Cup process, we used second team players from Huntsville. We used young first team players. And so it was just really, you could see across the board the depth that we're building here at Nashville. And I would say when you look forward, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to build as much depth as possible. And, you know, this is sort of step one or year one of this Nashville 2.0 that we're looking to build.
And looking back from the end of July when you guys took on San Diego and then going into August, you had a slow start to August, only one win that whole entire month. What did you learn in that stretch of games going into the semifinals in September against Philadelphia for the U.S. Open Cup run? What did you learn out of your team when it came to adversity?
Yeah, I mean, it's right. You know, after that San Diego game, we kind of had a little bit of a dip in form. It was actually really interesting as we evaluated the group. We thought our performances were pretty good. It was just we weren't getting the results that we wanted. And so what we learned was, you know, in adversity or times where, you know, you got to sort of double down on what you believe in, what you do well, and stick together. And for us, that's kind of what we did. We tried to simplify the messages. You know, just kind of focus on what we do well and work hard at it.
Coach, I'm not sure in the aftermath, did you see any pictures from the watch party happening here in Nashville Wednesday night? Massive crowd. Did you see any of that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously post-match, I was able to sort of take some of that in. And, you know, again, I think it just speaks volumes of the support that we get from our fans. You know, I would also shout out to the fans that traveled to Austin. there was like three or four sections inside the stadium, not just your typical one away fan section. So great support there. Obviously, the support that we had at Geodis was really awesome. Hoping that a lot of people show up on Sunday when we have the event. And, you know, I think it's just a testament to this club being a reflection of the city and the team that we want to be, the team that we are, and the way that we want to play is also, you know, a reflection of the city. And, you know, I think that's why we get so much support, because the people see themselves in us.
I love it. Tell me what it's like to shut up in a home crowd when you're on the road. That's got to be a great feeling, just a quiet Wednesday night when you shut Austin up. That had to be an amazing feeling.
Yeah, I mean, playing finals, you know, unfortunately in our sport, we still have to sort of play finals, you know, at away stadiums to make sure that we get the crowd. So, you know, it makes it a little bit more of a challenge, but I would also say there's definitely a level of satisfaction winning away. You know, you're not going to hide from that. And so to even, you know, to overcome that little extra percentage to win the trophy makes it that much more special.
BJ Callahan is with us, Nashville SC head coach. You know, there are several guys on your roster that have basically been here since the beginning, but I want to ask you about one in particular, Taylor Washington, who goes back to the USL days with this team. I know he's not an every night guy, but what does he mean to your club and what he's been able to help with?
Yeah, I mean, Taylor's, I call Taylor like a culture glue guy, right? So as there's new guys that come into the club, there's new faces, myself included, being new, he's able to tell the story of the club. And that's so important, you know, for people to understand where the club has come from, where the club is now, and where the club wants to go. And having somebody through that, you know, sort of that constant thread is so important. And not to mention how hard he works, you know, on and off the field, his involvement in the community. When we talk about this team being a representation of the city, like Taylor is, you know, is the city. and for us to allow him to have a trophy, you know, while his time here in Nashville brings us a ton of pride.
Now, how much do you pay attention to table watching as you look at where the points are and, you know, what you need to do and what other teams need to do to improve your position? Or is it truly the coach speak of, hey, we got to take it one game at a time and take our business?
I mean, at this point, we don't really watch the table because we know we just want to win the games. And right. So that's, you know, I guess if there's more games available or stuff like that, but with two games remaining in the season, the focus is crystal clear. Go and win the games.
BJ, now that you guys have one competition out of your, I guess, in your rearview mirror at this point, how much easier is it for you as a coach to kind of put out the lineup on a week-to-week basis? Because obviously going through the season, you have to kind of manage certain people's legs throughout the year to say if they're ready for U.S. Open Cup game here, a league game here. How much easier is that for you going forward? And is there a different mindset to that now?
I mean, yeah, of course, when you don't have schedule congestion, things are always, you know, going to be a little bit more straightforward. I think what this allows us to do now is create good competition inside the group for the final phase of the season. And allows us to make sure that we have as many healthy, fresh bodies as possible to go in the final part of the season. And I think, you know, with that, in terms of health and competition, you're going to see the best of each person come out.
He is BJ Callahan, head coach of Nashville SC. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time today to do this. Congratulations again, and good luck against Montreal.
Great. Thanks for having me, guys. Have a great weekend.
Absolutely. BJ Callahan joining us here on the program. And again, they have a couple of more games as they will take on Montreal tomorrow, and then Miami, some guy named Leo Messi coming to town on October 18th.
What's happening?
That's going to be a wild weekend.
Sunday. What did he say Sunday, Dr. Crane?
That is the championship. They're bringing home the championship cup to go around Geodis Park. It's a little party.
Oh,
a little celebration.
Nice. Oh, what time's the party?
I believe it's 5:30.
Oh, by then the times will be down 45-0, so
exactly.
We'll have plenty of time to go out there.
Hang on, 5:30? That's 2 hours into the game. It might be 60.
Are we all invited?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll be there at 4:30. I'm just going to leave at halftime. I know they're going to be down 85-0.
Why? I'm just now hearing about this on Sunday. I like this. I like championship parties.
I RSVP'd like right after the game was over.
Because we don't have a lot of those around here. What's the last party we had, Chase?
For a championship?
Well, just a big, huge party. Sorry.
Hey, look, Cam Ward has said we asked. We're allowed to say it now, okay?
I know the Pred celebration in 17 was great. I mean, even though they didn't win the Stanley Cup, all that was still great, but we've done nothing for the Titans. I know the team won. The draft was good.
I mean, the draft.
But that's not a team thing. I want a team thing.
Would you include Pancake Pantry for us?
What's that?
Pancake Pantry. We all went together.
Well, we didn't do that. Yeah. We had a good night.
I don't know. I don't know. That's a great question. I mean, I guess the President's Trophy, but, you know, the Titans went to the AFC Championship game, but they didn't win.
Yeah, and there was not really a, like, well done, guys, after. There's nothing, you know.
I mean, the big – okay, well, here, it's not a championship, but last year when Vandy beat Alabama, I mean, that's the biggest celebration that I think we've had in a while.
Well, maybe that my question was better if I say a planned celebration. Like, this is all planned on Sunday, and I think it's great. I think it should be packed over there. Dr. Crane, damn, it's turned me into a little bit of a soccer fan here. Nashville pride, baby, right?
Yeah. No, look, it's like we said yesterday. I think it is a huge accomplishment. I'd love to see them now. Dr. Crane, has a team ever won the U.S. Open Cup and the MLS in the same year?
Ooh, good question.
I believe so. I know that they call it a double, so it's like either you win not the U.S. Open Cup, but say like the League's Cup and the MLS Championship. That'd be considered two championships. BJ Callahan actually would be the third head coach in MLS history to do that.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Love it, man.
So I'd have to go back and look at the actual data for that. I believe there's probably about two coaches that have done that. I think one of them is Bob Bradley, and the other one is with LAFC back in 2022. I'll double check for you.
I like him. I got a good feeling about him. You know, like he's come in here, and it's like I said the other day, I think Gary Smith was the perfect guy to start this, and he had championship pedigree. The players liked him. He was great to deal with. I enjoy dealing with Gary, but it got to a point where it had hit the ceiling, and so you bring in a guy that can kind of change it up, make it more offensive, less defensive, and that's what they need to do. It was almost like when the Predators went from Barry Trotz to Peter Laviolette, that was a necessary change for them to make. So
plus, what are the odds that two of the pro teams in town, the coach's last name is Callahan? I mean, it's just really weird.
One wins, one doesn't,
right? It's just the whole thing. I mean, when they announce him, is his first name Brian Joseph?
That's what BJ stands for.
I mean,
that's awesome.
Come on, I mean,
just different. Yeah, right? Last name spelt different.
Oh, but I love it, man. That's good.
615-737-1025, and thank you to Nashville SC for setting that up. Or thank you, Dr. Crane, for setting that up through Nashville SC. But appreciate BJ for joining us. We'll get back into some Vanderbilt discussion because a lot of you had weighed in on this on our text line. 615-737-1025. Chase and Big Joe, 1025 The Game.